Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Rain in the forecast, complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Residents of the new Golden Plow Lodge long-term care facility move into their new home tomorrow. The building was officially opened Thursday with a ribbon-cutting ceremony and public open house. Northumberland Peterborough South MPP David Piccini says the new home represents how Northumberland County is taking care of its residents.
I think we very much define ourselves as a society and how we care for others. And I think this building is a remarkable articulation of that, of caring for those who've built our community.
The $145 million 180-bed facility replaces the existing 150-bed aging building adjacent to the new plow. The new Northumberland County Archives and Museum located at that facility will open on September 18th. A Bewdley man is facing several charges for allegedly driving while prohibited on Wednesday. Shortly before noon, officers observed a man in the area of Ballantyne and Division Streets offering what is believed to be a gas-powered scooter on the roadway. He was charged with, among other offenses, driving while under the suspension. He was released with a later court date. Port Hope will be the new training ground for millwrights, as the province has announced nearly $10 million for a new training center. The new facility will help train 2,550 apprentices, journeypersons, and new entrants over the next 5 years, as the region is experiencing a boom in the need for skilled workers, given the small modular reactor refurbishment at Darlington and the recently announced Wesleyville nuclear project. John Baker, business manager for UBC Millwright Local 2309, says this is an investment into the future.
It represents an investment in our people, it represents an investment in the skilled trades, and it represents an investment in the future of Ontario's workforce.
Participants will get hands-on training in welding, rigging, alignment, and industrial maintenance, along with certifications in areas like working at heights, confined spaces, and equipment operation. They will also receive training in the latest technologies. Bob Crate says he will not seek re-election for mayor in Trent Hills, opting to contest for councillor in Hastings. Crate, who has been mayor for the past 10 years and current warden of Northumberland County, says the county commitments are too much to continue as mayor. Over his tenure as mayor, Crate and his council have seen major development in the Campbellford area, including proceeding with a new hospital, advocating for a new Trenton River Bridge, and new housing developments. Yet he says his legacy will be having a united council and building a new recreational complex.
I think probably one of them will be the recreation center. I think that was about 15 years of going, and it's been so very successful. You know, there's 2,000 plus members there. The everything's busy. So I think I'm proud of that.
As for the bridge, Crate says a funding commitment is needed to proceed with the project, adding the new bridge is required over the next few years to replace the existing infrastructure, which is nearing the end of its life. In sports, the Trent Hills Thunder have named Ryan James as their next head coach. The Grafton native spent the last season with the Lindsay Muskies, helping that organization end a 13-year playoff drought. He has coaching experience in 5 junior hockey leagues. The Peterborough Lakers are at the Six Nations Chiefs tomorrow in lacrosse finals action. That series is tied at 1. The Jays and Yankees continue their weekend series in the Bronx today. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local 3-day weather forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jacob of SMM Law Professional Corporation. Are your wills and powers of attorney up to date? Or have you not got around to preparing any? We are happy to review your existing documents with you, or help you decide what to put in your very first will and powers of attorney. Call SMM Law at 905-372-3395 or email hello@smmlaw.com. SMM Law, we are here for you.
Oh my gosh, we have so much junk in the garage. I'm gonna have to give that guy Ed a call.
Yeah, and make sure he takes all that junk at the side of the house, too.
Call Ed's Junk Removal, what do you say?
Call him up now, he'll take it away.
Call Ed's Junk Removal,
when you're in doubt.
Let Ed's Junk Removal clear it all out.
Call 905-924-JUNK. Ed's junk.co.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud late this afternoon. Fog patches dissipating this morning, high 26, humidex 32. Showers tonight, low 18. Showers tomorrow, high 21. A mix of sun and cloud with a 60% chance of showers Monday, high 22. Turn to Northumberland897.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.